drifting on the ocean. Sometimes I pass by an island, but there's nothing there for me.
Hello and good morning, listeners. You're listening to News on the Go, your daily podcast of world news, and this is your host, Ashwin. On the 8th of August, Kenya is going to the polls. Tesla is raising $1.5 billion in junk bonds to build the Model 3s. Travis Kalanick won't return as CEO of Uber. So all that news of him Steve Jobsing it is probably going to not be proven true. Netflix acquired comic book publisher Millerworld. And South Korea and North Korea share the Independence Day with India. Did you know? Kenya is going to the polls today. Some 19.6 million Kenyans will pick between President Uhuru Kenyatta, who is the current president, and veteran opposition leader Raila Odinga to run East Africa's largest economy. Nairobi, which is the capital of Kenya, has emptied out due to mounting tensions, and there are worries that basic voting equipment could fail. Kenyans have stockpiled food and water, and the country's police have prepared emergency first aid kits ahead of Tuesday's presidential elections, which many fear could descend into violence for being allegedly rigged. As many as 1,200 people were killed and 6 lakh were displaced in 2007 in Kenya after the opposition called for street protests, terming that the vote was rigged. So the current president is actually has seen a lot of infrastructural progress, but the common man hasn't benefited from it. The opposition leader Odinga is promising that the common man will benefit once he comes to power, and they're actually running close in opinion polls. We'll see how that turns out. Tesla is raising $1.5 billion in junk bonds to build Model 3s. The electric car maker will make its debut in the junk bond market in a bid for quick cash to fund production of its mass market sedan. CEO Elon Musk has previously said that building the 500,000 Model 3 customers have about 500,000 Model 3s that the customers have pre-ordered, and building that will be a manufacturing hell. It's obviously going to be super difficult, and Elon Musk is known for over-promising, always failing to meet deadlines. In fact, something interesting that we mentioned on News on the Go earlier on Elon Musk's birthday was the gift he got from Bloomberg was a website with his projects and the deadlines mentioned against them. Just FYI stuff. Travis Kalanick won't return as CEO of Uber. In an email to employees, the ride-sharing company's co-founder Garrett Camp said that Uber's new chapter won't include Kalanick. He made it very clear the announcement dispels all rumors that Kalanick is Steve Jobsing it and would have returned to the leadership in due time, so he's not coming back. In fact, the great point is that Marissa Mayer, the former CEO of Yahoo, is in the leading position to kind of take over as Uber CEO. We'll soon have some clarity on that. Netflix is acquiring comic book publisher Millerworld. Netflix Incorporation on Monday said it has bought comic publisher Millerworld, bringing on board renowned comic book writer Mark Miller and a host of characters it can mine from TV shows and movies. In its first ever acquisition, yes, in its 20 years of functioning, this is the first time Netflix has acquired something. So yes, the video streaming company has bought the producer behind the billion-dollar film franchises Kick-Ass and Kingsman. The deal allows Netflix to develop content with Millerworld characters and is seen as part of the company's strategy to develop content and become the world's biggest streaming service. Some people refer to Mark Millar as the modern Stan Lee. Stan Lee, by the way, was the chief writer, producer, and publisher of Marvel Comics. The man behind Spider-Man, Hulk, Doctor Strange, Fantastic Four, Iron Man, Daredevils, and many other fictional characters. Last piece on news is South Korea and North Korea share the Independence Day with India. Did you know? Yes, they celebrate the Independence Day on the 15th of August, while the Indian Independence Day commences and commemorates freedom from the British Empire, while for both the Korean nations, it commemorates the day the Korean Peninsula was liberated from Imperial Japanese colonial rule by the United States and Soviet Union. Well, with that trivia, I'm leaving you with Chainsmokers' new song. It's called Shy. And you guys have a great Tuesday morning. Feel free to comment on the SoundCloud, iTunes, or any other channel that you're listening on about how I can make this daily morning news better for you. Feel free to drop me a note at ashwin@ashwinchabria.com, which is ashwin@ashwinchabria.com. Guys, have a great morning, great day ahead. I'm leaving you with Shy by Chainsmokers.